Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo again for another update on another licensing board meeting and Board of Registrar of Voters meeting too. Busy day, Nikki. How are you?
Yeah, it was back-to-back meetings.
Yeah, and unusual too for the license board, right? But Labor Day kind of screw everything up this year.
It did in the election. So we had back-to-back license board hearings as well.
Yeah, so let's start with that if we could. How'd it go yesterday?
Sure. We only had one item on the agenda. Deputy Bayless did sit in for Chief Jackson, who was unavailable to attend the meeting, but we did have five members of the board present. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Taipei Cuisines, Inc., doing business as Taipei Cuisine Restaurant, for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 68 Billings Road. Proposed manager, Jing Zhao Lai. The location is the established ground floor restaurant serving authentic Chinese cuisine of approximately 1,450 square feet. The restaurant is seeking to add liquor license to enhance their offerings. It's been a family-owned restaurant there since 2014. They do a great job and want to be able to serve people a cocktail or a beer while they're eating their dinner. There will be no bar at this location. It's just simply for table service.
Okay.
So that being said, there was a motion made by Vice Chair Duca, and it was seconded by Chief Keenan, and it passed 4-0. I mean, 5-0, excuse me.
Very good. Okay.
And that was it. That concluded the agenda. Our next hearing will be on October 12th.
Okay, very good. And just a quick question, Nikki, about outside dining. Is that still ongoing, or do they need to get special permits for that?
So it is still ongoing, and it's that extension from the governor was made until April of 2022.
Oh, okay.
So anybody, you know, of course, who wants a temporary extension of premise, can go on to the city website and apply for that. But I think those who want it have already established it.
Yep.
And it seems to be working out very good.
Yeah, it's been a lifesaver for a lot of restaurants I know. So that's great. And as long as the weather cooperates.
I know, it's getting a little chilly out there this morning. We'll see.
There'll be some brave-hearted souls out there, though, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Now, I know that immediately after Board of License Commissioners, Board of Registrar of Voters met.
Yes, we had our Board of Registrar's 2020 redistricting plan at 5 p.m. last night, where we had a quick meeting. Certainly, the Board of Registrar's Reverend John Swanson, Michael Grinley, and John Dumas were all there in attendance, and including myself, who is the chair of the Board of Registrars. We talked about the proposed submission of the 2020 redistricting map and plan. We've completed the map. We're working on the legal descriptions and the boundaries right now. And we plan to bring it before the city council on Monday night, October 4th. So with that, we did have a copy of the map up on our Zoom meeting, and we will have a copy to you today. And we also have going to put a copy up on the city website for folks to take a look at. I'm very proud of the map. The map came together very well. We were able to change some things that were put into effect for 2010 that we had our eye on ever since then, like 23A, that sub precinct of 22, We put that back into 2-2.
Oh, okay. So
there'll be 30 precincts going forward for 2020, excluding the one for 2-3A.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. And we have an extra voting machine just in case something goes wrong with one. We'll be able to use that, as a backup. So we tried to keep it within 5%, and we did, of the population, the variance in the population from one precinct to the other. And that came out very well. So with that, we're within our legal boundaries of 4,000 people in each precinct, which works out well. There are about 16,000 people that are affected by the changes in the new map. However, about 4,800 of them are registered voters.
Okay.
So for all of those registered voters, they will certainly be notified by mail. We'll be sending out the cards like we did 10 years ago, letting them know. But we probably won't do that until, I want to say, August of next year.
Okay.
Because the longer we wait, even though, it'll certainly be on our website of the changes, it'll be on the Secretary of State's website. But for the mailing, I think it's important to do it closer to when people are going to go to vote, so that they remember. And we will advertise the changes, the legal description of the ward and the precincts in the Quincy Sun once it's all approved.
Okay, very good. And then what if folks become new voters in that during that time, will they be notified of their polling place?
They will, as they always are. They're sent an acknowledgement notice once they register to vote. So they'll be fine. They won't know the difference probably unless, right. Where their parents went, they may all go to a new place at this time.
Yeah.
But we tried to do the least amount of disruption for anybody. Obviously someone needs to live at the end of the precinct. We understand that. And, I'm really proud of the map. I think that it came out really well. There were some changes along the T line that we have that goes through our city. When you cross over a legal boundary like that, it's tough. So we tried to bring all of those back in line. So for instance, Ward 2 and Ward 4, there with the Water Street Bridge. Mm-hmm. So everything on the left side over near Bogan Tree is Ward 2 now. Everything on the right side is Ward 4.
Okay, so there's like a natural definition there. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Exactly. And that's what we tried to look at. And I think we did, achieve that. And I think that the people will be more comfortable where they go and vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. So are there any places that are voting places that weren't previously?
No.
Oh.
So we haven't changed any of the polling places yet.
Okay.
Yet. Right. And that may be coming in 2022 as well.
Yeah.
But we first wanted to get the map done.
Okay.
And that was the most important thing. And then we'll go and look at the logistics of the polling places.
Okay. But still, it sounds like 5 precincts per ward?
Yes. Yep. So we were happy that we could stay within the threshold of the 5% and keep our 30 precincts in the city. So, 10 years from now, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to pull that off, but we did do it this time.
Okay.
And we're happy about what we have moving forward.
Okay. And as you pointed out, the city council has to give the final say on this. And does
the city council takes a vote, and then it goes to the mayor for his signature. before I send it into LEDRC and the state for their final approval.
Okay, so it's still in the process, I see.
It is.
Very good. So big progress and not nearly as extensive changes as you first thought there might be.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, we didn't know what to anticipate with the numbers coming in from the state, from the federal census.
Right.
So, you know, if we were up at 108 or 110%, well, then we would have had to add precincts.
Right.
But where we're at 101, I feel comfortable with the 30.
Okay.
And Joe, you know, what happens from here on in, there are so many other ways of voting.
Right.
So we haven't found that influx in the last couple of years at the polling place on election day, as we did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So we're confident that, you know, early voting is here to stay. Absentee and no excuse are here to stay. So for that, you know, more and more people are taking advantage of it.
Yep.
And so we don't have to have these massive places for voting like we have in the past.
Right.
You know? Yep. So the places that we have are working for who wants to come out, but it doesn't seem like we're getting any more people going mm-hmm. to the polls. We're actually getting more on the other end mm-hmm. voting by mail or voting early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it takes the pressure off the poll workers, you know, also, mm-hmm. and pressure off of trying to find people to work the polls too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's important to point out, none of these changes take place this year. This is all for 2022.
This goes into effect January 1st, 2022.
Okay, very good. All righty. Speaking of this year, though, we should remind folks about the November 2nd municipal election and the dates that are important leading up to that.
Mm-hmm. So we're making some final edits on the ballots. We should have them by late next week, I would say. So the ballots should be here. We'll certainly put it in the Quincy Sun and let you know next time we speak.
Great.
And the last day to register to vote for the November 2nd election is October 13th. And we will have early voting here at City Hall from October 25th to October 29th, here on the second floor at the election department.
Yep, during regular business hours, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And is mail-in voting also an option?
It certainly is, yes, of course. And we have the drop box outside that we check a few times a day once the ballots get mailed out.
Okay. And how do you get a mail-in ballot, Nikki?
So there is a application on the Secretary of State's website, as well as on our quincyma.gov under elections.
Okay. Excellent. Appreciate it. Anything else we should know about right now?
I think that's about it.
I think that's enough to keep you busy for a while. Yeah. Thanks, Nikki. Really appreciate the update.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.